I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. So we were talking a little bit about the Guardians, and they'll play later this afternoon. They wrap up that series with the Diamondbacks sitting 3.5 back on that wild card spot. And it's kind of where they are. You would kind of question whether the season is heading towards an ending here or if they could have got one more big run in them to try to get to the playoffs. And again, you still got a little bit of time. I mean, I'm not going to really throw up the... They would have to fall at least 6-7 back in the wild card for me to say it's over, if that is prior to the 31st, though. I think everything changes on September 1st, because that last month always seems to fly by. And there's other distractions going on, and you start looking at other stuff. So the key is they cannot fall. I actually think 5 is probably right. What do you think?
Wild card?
Yeah,
I don't think all those teams ahead of them, Andy, are going to play great ball the rest of the way. I think somebody's going to slip.
So you're saying the Mariners, the Yankees, or the Red Sox?
Somebody has to slip up a little bit.
And now the Royals.
One of those teams can probably be had, but not the way our team's playing. Mm-mm. The team's been a little streaky. The big losing streak, and then turn around and having a great big winning streak, and now they've lost 4 of their last 5, I believe it is. They've got to get just a little more consistency, because, you take that big losing streak and then take that great run and now take 4 out of the last 5. If you add it all up, what do you have? A 500 baseball team.
And that's what they are in the standings.
Right. And so they've got to get hot and stay hot for an extended period of time here. And I don't mean win 20 in a row, although that would be handy. Mm-hmm. But, you win every series the rest of the way, Andy, I'll bet they make the wild card.
They got to win series. You're right. I don't think they're better than the Mariners. I'll be honest with you. I don't think they're better than the Mariners. I don't think they're better than the Red Sox. And I don't think they're better than the Yankees.
I agree with you, but that doesn't mean they can't get there.
Yeah. What do you think, Dan?
The Yankees are the ones I would circle. There's something weird going on with them.
Yeah, get really past is. Them.
Yeah.
There's something weird going on with that team.
I wonder if it's Boone's last year there.
Yeah. It kind of just seems very stale, would be the word I would use to pick the Yankees right now. I think the Mariners are one of the better teams in baseball.
And they loaded up.
I do too.
They're really good.
Yeah, they loaded up.
Really good team.
They were in it to win it at the
end. And that Red Sox team can hit. I mean, they hit and they hit again and hit more. You can kind of get to their starting pitching. You can get to their bullpen a little bit, but boy, they score runs. And especially after the Devers trade, they've taken off, which is weird. Mm.
Thomas Shaker. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, I'm going to take off speaker. Okay, so I'm all right. So I'm kind of not feeling too positive. I'm not feeling it this year. I don't know if you're. I don't think that we have the chops this year. If we do play the Mariners and the Red Sox back-to-back series, so the World Big Series, and both of those series are home, I believe. So I mean, we take 4 out of 6 from them. But even still, it just feels like, I know there's still a month and a half left. It just doesn't feel like they got the momentum. I mean, they're struggling against the Diamondbacks right now. I just don't feel good at all.
Yeah, and the Braves didn't feel good either. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate it. All right, over the weekend, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred started talking about expansion and an opportunity to geographically realign both of those. Let me start this with both of you guys, because I just want to ask you this question. Do you feel like there is a bond for the Guardians to have to play any given team in the league? It's not really the rival question. It might be more of you would be disappointed, and it'd be there'd be no advantage for the Guardians to lose
Detroit.
Okay, so there's one. Is there any other team that they need to play?
Oh, we could look at the geography on this.
The Yanks. I mean, that's always one for me is the Yanks.
But they're not going to end up in the same division.
You mean
division.
Like in a division, Dan, or you mean just to play them during the season?
It seemed right now like if we're having who are the biggest rivals for the Guardians that they must play, the Yankees right now are them because that's the roadblock. Every time they face them in the playoffs, yeah, that seems to be the roadblock.
That's very true, but the Yankees might be that for most every team in the American League.
Right.
You know, and so I'm just, are you looking division, Andy, or are you just thinking, are you going to play everybody
league
every year?
Well, the way it is now,
you're going to play everybody.
Okay, so let me give you the Athletic said, the Athletic went in and did their American League realignment. They did it as the American League realignment, and they're not looking beyond the boundaries of what is American League and National League, which I think is
You mean
just
the teams that are actually in the American League now? They didn't change leagues.
They did not, but they did add Portland or Salt Lake City.
Well, they're not East.
No, and they would be in the new AL West,
they
right?
They might be West.
So let me give you what the Athletic said would be the new American League realignment. Toronto, New York, Boston, Baltimore is the AL East. Any problems with that?
Anybody? Yeah, you know who you could put in there? You could put Tampa. Toronto with us.
Well, guess what?
Well, I mean, you got that's pretty much the AL East right now then.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make a ton of sense geographically.
I didn't realize this.
Because there's a team in Tampa.
They moved Tampa to the National League in their realignment.
See,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Play them with Florida.
So this is the way the American League would look. Yeah, actually, they moved a couple teams around here. I should have caught that. So they put Toronto, New York, Baltimore, Boston. Okay. They're one. That's the AL East.
What's
the
our
new
division?
AL North.
North.
Would be.
Don't call it the Central. By God, it's the North.
The North remembers.
The North would be Cleveland.
Winter is coming.
Detroit, Minneapolis, and Chicago.
Pardon me while I go. Ugh.
It's a yawn.
I'm cool with it. I mean, that's the thing is there is no division build that you're going to have with the guards in it that everybody's going to look at and go, yes.
Yeah. What?
I have one. I think I do. Let me.
Who's Kansas City with then? Texas?
That's right. It's still in the American League.
Texas and Houston?
Kansas City.
Or do they move Houston back?
Texas, Houston,
yeah,
and Colorado. That's a league change on Colorado.
That's a pretty big division.
And then out west?
Out west,
Seattle.
The new AL West would be
Angels.
Seattle, Portland or Salt Lake, Vegas, and the Angels. So they had separated. I think it's also interesting that they separate. I saw another one that had the Mets and the Yankees together, had the Angels and the Dodgers together, too.
Same with the White Sox
and the White Sox and the Cubs.
If you're going to be moving teams around, okay,
mm-hmm,
and they obviously did. If you're going to move teams around, how do the Guardians not end up in the same division as Cincinnati and Pittsburgh?
That's my point. I said the same thing. The league should almost mirror the NFL. Let's be honest.
Well, geography-wise, yeah.
Geography, it makes sense. But the question then becomes,
drive to Pittsburgh and watch a game and go home the same night.
To the playoffs. Who is your easier if you're a Guards fan, too.
Who is your fourth? Like, I think we all agree Cincinnati. I think we all agree Pittsburgh and Cleveland belong together.
Detroit. And Detroit.
Does that just make too much sense?
Well, if you're doing geography, personally, I would hate to see completely reshuffling of the American and National Leagues. I'm kind of a traditionalist when it comes to baseball.
So should it be as soft as, what was it, the Steelers, the Browns, who am I missing? Who came over?
The Colts.
The Colts.
Went to the AFC from the NFL.
Right. Would it be that sort of realignment? Would that bother you, three teams? Because in this, it's
No, it wouldn't bother me, but I we'd all get used to it. But, you know, if you're the Guardians, clearly, geographically, that's what makes sense, right? I mean, it's the three closest teams to where we are. How do you go wrong? And if there's anybody else that should be in there, it's Toronto. If you're going to throw somebody out, but why would you throw out Detroit? Detroit and Cleveland are you know, very, very doable. Cincinnati, right down the highway. Pittsburgh, right over, just over the state line. If you're going geography and nothing else, then that's the division. And if you're going to mix leagues, then they should. And that's what you should make the division.
So there were other ones that were out there, like Yahoo had another one where they realigned too. And then Yahoo had the Guardians in this one. They had them they realigned it without really American League and National League. They just had there's the East, the North, the Mid-Atlantic, the South, Great Lakes, Midwest, Southwest, which to me sounds like Little League.
Is that
it?
Eight divisions then?
Yes.
Yeah. I hate how everyone's thrown out eight divisions. That I hate. Wow.
I do too. You know why? Team could be good and you could have three dogs. Or you could have...
But that's true in football too. Does it bother you in football?
No, because they actually... No, because football plays 17 games. In 162 games, you could have one team that it has a lead by June and it's over. If you're in a division with three of the four teams are dogs.
So I think one of the things that is key... is if Nashville gets a team. Because there's no way you're not going to marry the Reds and Nashville. That's a marriage. Or Charlotte.
Why not?
Because you have a natural rivalry there. If you're going to put the Reds in the league,
why?
They're going to be in the same. Because they're relatively close.
Not as close as Cleveland and Cincinnati.
How far is Nashville from Cincinnati? Now you got me wondering.
And I am the person to ask geography questions.
Well, I've done this drive before. I'll look it up in a second. Let me tell you where.
Kansas City, Nashville, St. Louis.
Okay, and the Reds. That's the fourth team. According to Yahoo, what they would do is they would do Royals, Cardinals, Reds, Nashville.
The only thing that would get interesting is Nashville is a huge...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Area for Cardinals fans. So sticking a team
it's
in
Nashville. It's where the AAA team was, right?
And so, yeah, so you would have to then, if you decided to match them with the Cardinals, I wonder how well that would do, or if maybe you would just run into Tampa 2.0, where you basically got this stadium, and here's Nashville, and then when the Cards come to town, good luck.
4 hour, 12 minute drive, 273 miles from Cincinnati to Nashville.
I got
so it's closer. Cincinnati's closer.
It's kind of like how they did a good job with the Nationals, keeping them in the East because there were so many Orioles fans that lived in D.C. You know, so then that way you can establish your own thing instead of just turning it into Baltimore South.
It's a 20 minute difference between Nashville and Cleveland for Cincinnati. 4:15 to Cincinnati. You've done that drive 1,000 times. Is that right? 4:15.
It's not that much from. Depending on where you are, if you're in Cleveland, it's a little longer.
Just depends on where you are.
If you're south,
And by the way, I kind of feel like if the line for Cincinnati had them in Kentucky, you would think of Cincinnati as a southern city. They're in the south to me. I'm sorry. I'm willing to give Cincinnati up. Congratulations. We're gonna annex Cincinnati. What do you think Kentucky would give us? Maybe some nice grass. I'd be okay with that.
You get a case of bourbon, Andy.
Oh, bourbon. Say. We'll do it. I'll do it for a case of bourbon.
I need more than a case of bourbon. I am losing a pretty good sized city.
How much would you want from Kentucky in a trade to get the city Cincinnati? We'll give them Cincinnati. I don't know. What do you want? What do you want? What do they have that we possibly could want? I'll take one good college basketball team. We'll move them up to Cleveland. How's that sound?
Oh, no. I'll do one better. You give me the Kentucky Derby, you can have Cincinnati.
I thought about that. I want the Derby, they can have Cincinnati.
Then we'll talk.
All right. Just saying. Kevin Stefanski got moved, by the way. If you were looking for Kevin, we thought he'd be speaking right now. He didn't. What do you think about realignment? After practice. You'll hear him on afternoon drive. What do you think about this? Should Major League Baseball expand? And would you be okay with, I don't know, say the Guardians being in the new MLB North, which would be the Blue Jays, the Tigers, the Guardians, and Pirates? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.